talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, going on right now as we speak at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. We want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. It's Charleston's only open-air home show. And isn't this time of year a great time to be outside? No one wants to be cooped up inside. And we have almost 100 local A-list companies, contractors, local contractors who have set up their shops. They've got their mobile showrooms set up here at Volvo Car Stadium just for you. And we want you to come by. Free admission, free parking. Today until 8 o'clock. Show hours today go till 8 o'clock. We've got the home show happy hour going on from 5 until 8 tonight. And a $5 wristband will get you beer and wine. And all of the vendors have got catered food at their booths. And so it's going to be a great time tonight. We've got John Kousatis, who will be performing live. And he's a really fun musician to watch. He's very interactive. If you've always wanted to get up on stage, this is your chance. He provides different types of percussion instruments, and you get to go up there and perform with him. You can even sing with him. But that's going on from 5 until 8 tonight. The Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, they open today at 10 a.m., so the show's been open for a few hours. We've had great turnout so far, but we want you to come out. And so come on out to Volvo Car Stadium, formerly Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. What a great venue to have a home show. All of the vendor displays are located on the concourse underneath the stadium seating. And so everything is protected. Everything is shaded. There's a nice cool breeze off the Wando River. Wear your flip-flops to Charleston's only open-air home show. It's going on right now until 8 o'clock tonight. We've also got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour that is just getting underway. It's from 1 until 5 o'clock today. And while the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, free admission, free parking, there is a ticket required for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And you cannot buy those online. We still have a few tickets remaining here at the home show. So if you're interested in walking through 6 private residences on Daniel Island today from 1 until 5 o'clock, come on by the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island at Volvo Car Stadium, and we've got a few tickets left to purchase. They're only $25 per person, and proceeds benefit the American Red Cross, and you can walk through 6 private residences. Give you an example. 1722 Pierce Street on Daniel Island is open for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. The builder is Mashi Custom Homes, and let me kind of describe 1722 Pierce Street to you. It's got custom built trusses in the playroom, professional Sub-Zero and Thermador appliances, mahogany front entry door, beautiful view of Smythe Lake, hand scraped hardwood floors, glass and marble walls in the master bathroom and powder room, floor-to-ceiling wainscoting throughout the foyer, large tray ceiling in the master bedroom, lots and lots of very, very custom design details in this home, and also all of the homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. Coming up, we're going to be talking to all of the builders and or architects that were responsible for the six homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour today. So stay tuned for that. We're also going to be giving away a $5,400 Dream Garage makeover this weekend, and someone local will win this $5,400 Dream Garage makeover. We always have local winners, and I know there's a lot of you who maybe have bought a lottery ticket over the years and said, you know, whether I buy a lottery ticket or not, that's about as much of a chance as I have of winning. And this is different. You know, we usually get about 2,000 people who come to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. So you have the chance of winning a $5,400 Dream Garage makeover out of 2,000 people that are going to be showing up this Saturday and Sunday. Today until 8 o'clock, and also Sunday 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Free admission, free parking, so why not come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show, Charleston's only open-air home show. In that $5,400 Dream Garage makeover, that includes a $2,000 Low Country Monkey Bars Garage Organizing Package, a $2,000 Carolina Flooring Specialist Showroom Style Garage Floor Coating Package, and a $1,400 Home Organizing Package from professional organizer Jennifer Truesdale with Straighten Up Professional Organizing. All of that will be given away to one lucky local who will be walking away with that prize. And then look for us to publish the before and after photos in Charleston Home and Design magazine in one of our future issues. as I mentioned, we have almost 100 local A-list contractors who have literally taken their showrooms and brought them here to Volvo Car Stadium to set up and have on display. They're here for you. They're here to answer your questions. They're here to offer expert advice. Everybody has a project around the house, and one of the things that people are most unsure of is where to start. Who should I talk to? And you know, there's no obligation. You come by, you can talk to all of these professional contractors that are here, and you know, decide whether you want to do business with them or not. But at least you can come down and get some free advice and talk to them. If you come tonight from 5 to 8, we've got the home show happy hour going on. $5 gets you a wristband to drink beer and wine. And also, all of the vendors have catered food at their booth. So another great reason to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show today until 8 o'clock. Free admission, free parking at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open-air home show here at Volvo Car Stadium. What else have we got going on? We've got if you're hungry, we've got food trucks here that are serving. And so if you haven't had lunch, come on down to for Food Truck Row. I did mention that the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour has just gotten underway, so you have plenty of time if you want to stop by and buy a ticket to that. The Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island is free admission, free parking, but the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour does require a $25 ticket, and we still have a few tickets. It always sells out. It's going to be selling out shortly, and you can come by and buy a ticket and walk through six private residences on Daniel Island. Well, we hope you have a great weekend, and let's hear some more about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. If you're joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and welcome to a special edition of Talking About a Home. The Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island is happening right now at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and also the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour just kicked off, and we're going to take a moment and talk with one of the custom builders that has one of the luxurious homes on the tour. Ryan Butler with Shelter. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Ryan, we've got six private residences today on Daniel Island that the owners have graciously opened up their doors to the public for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. It's part of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And first of all, thank you so much to you and to your crew at Shelter for making arrangements to have the home at 478 Island Park Drive open to the public today.
Sure, no problem. It takes a lot of people to pull everything together, and things have turned out nice. So we're excited to show it off.
This is not the first year that you folks at Shelter have participated in the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And what should people who are on the tour expect to see at the home that Shelter built at 478 Island Park Drive?
Tim, this house is a custom home that was designed for a family of four. It's a large home, has a lot of different textures and details in the home, site-built cabinets, French oak hardwood floors, a lot of shiplap, reclaimed wood, barn doors. It's everything that everybody wants to see and everybody's doing nowadays. And this house has a wide range of light fixtures and plumbing fixtures, and it really shows off a lot of what Shelter is capable of doing, and really we're excited for people to take a look at it.
That's great. Well, just to remind folks, if you're just joining us, the Charleston Home and Design the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island is opened the gates today at Volvo Car Stadium at 10 a.m. So the show is well underway, and we've got almost 100 local A-list contractors that are out here at Volvo Car Stadium. And then the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, featuring six private residences that folks can walk through today on Daniel Island, just kicked off at 1 o'clock. And the home show is free admission, free parking, but there is a ticket required if you'd like to walk through the six homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And tickets are only $25 today. You can come to Volvo Car Stadium and buy them. We still have a few left over. We're almost sold out. And a portion of the proceeds benefit the American Red Cross Lowcountry chapter. So we're very proud to be raising money for those folks. And Ryan, when folks visit the house that is on the tour today, 478 Island Park Drive, tell me about some of the wow factors. You know, when they first walk into the house, what will they be greeted by?
It's a very unique floor plan. Like I said, it was a custom made home, custom designed home, and you know, as soon as you walk in, there's a library off to the left, which is it clear spans three stories up with exposed stairs all the way up. We have hidden doors in bookcases into private offices.
Ooh.
And just a very well lit house, interior brick fireplaces. Reclaimed wood beams throughout. There's a pool in the backyard, nice outdoor living space. So it's going to be you're going to get a chance to see a lot of different materials and techniques of doing things in a custom home.
You know, and one of the great things about walking through the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour is the folks the people that will be walking through these houses really will get a great sense of inspiration for their own home, whether they're building a new house or remodeling. They might be remodeling right now. They might be planning to build a new house. And in fact, Ryan, this is a great opportunity to talk to you today. You're out at the house, obviously, and the folks walking through the through 478 Island Park Drive, they can ask you questions about some of the specific details of this home.
Absolutely, Tim. You know, I'll be on site all day, and my team will be there as well to answer any questions in particular about the home and also what Shelter has to offer and other projects and offerings we have. We were part of the tour last year, and I just can't say enough good things about it. There's so many people that go through, and you know, over 50% are either building a new home or remodeling or getting ready to, and the other 50% are, you know, it's not too often far off in the future, but everybody that's there is really interested and can see what's happening now in terms of design and building techniques, and it's just a great forum for people to get in touch with builders and see what's going on and ask their questions that they've been wanting to ask but don't know who to ask.
So. Exactly. And, you know, speaking of that, you know, if you ask anyone that wants to build a new custom home, if you could just snap your fingers and have the home completed, wouldn't you love to do that? And of course, the answer would be yes. Obviously, we can't do that, but this is almost the next best thing because this is a really great way to kind of do for a homeowner to do their research, their due diligence, because they get to kind of talk to the six different custom builders or architects that are involved in the house tour today, and really see what each builder's work is like, and Ryan, you've met some of your future customers on some of these house tours in the past, right?
That's correct, Tim. It's you know, people that were, you know, getting ready to build, or it was up between a couple different builders, or they just, you know, they wanted to move forward, and having the opportunity to casually talk with these people has done very well for us. So we're proud to be a part of it this year.
Well, that's great. Well, just to remind our listeners, there are still a few tickets remaining for the Daniel Allen Luxury Home Tour. It goes on today, 1 to 5 p.m. And come by Volvo Car Stadium, where the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island is happening right now. And we have tickets available for $25 for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. The home show is free admission, free parking. So you, after you walk through these beautiful homes, you can come back to Volvo Car Stadium and talk to some of the contractors that can help you as well. Well, Ryan, how can folks get more information about Shelter?
The best way to reach us is our website. It's www.sheltercustombuiltliving.com, or you can reach us at our office at 843-278-2914.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Ryan Butler with Shelter, one of the custom builders that has a home on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on right now until 5 o'clock. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home. The Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island is going on right now. Show hours today go until 8 o'clock here at Volvo Car Stadium. Free admission, free parking. We've got almost 100 local contractors, A-list contractors that have literally set up taken their showrooms and set them up here underneath the stadium seating here at Volvo Car Stadium. There's a nice cool breeze off the Wando River and very busy. Everyone's having a great day, and we want you to come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island going on until 8 o'clock today. We've also got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on right now. It just started at 1 o'clock and goes till 5 o'clock today, and there is a separate ticket required for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and we're almost sold out. We still have a few tickets left. They're $25 per person to walk through six private residences here on Daniel Island, six mansions on Daniel Island. And now we're talking to architect Chris Caponegro, responsible for designing 401 Creek Landing Drive, one of the homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. How are you doing, Chris?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Chris, take a moment and tell our listeners about some of the eye-catching details, some of the things that they'll see when they walk through 401 Creek Landing Drive here on Daniel Island.
I think one of the important things about the house is how it occupies the corner and the way you're greeted by the rotunda front entry and the porches on each side framing the entry, which, you know, also plays into the fact that you know, the house has pretty good filtered views of Ralston Creek and the long views of the marshes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the house has a really good active roof line, which we had to have an active elevation on three sides, having two street sides and a golf course.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, this is a very special home, 401 Creek Landing Drive. Videotaped our commercial for our January home show down at the brand new Gilliard Center here at 401 Creek Landing Drive, and that's a huge compliment to you, Chris, that for such a beautiful home that you designed. That you know, out of all the homes, we chose 401 Creek Landing Drive because of the beautiful architectural details on and at this house. And you know, I remember walking, as you walked in the front door, you've got that that curved staircase right in as you walk into the front door. Talk about that a little bit, and the foyer as you walk in.
Yeah, I especially like the two-story foyer, and you know, the curved stair is nice, but what I really like about it is the reverse curve at the top, and it turns back into the main body of the house and places you right in front of the media room. The idea being was to connect the media room with the foyer for entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason why there's a second powder room on the upper level near the media room, so those spaces that you're going to entertain in are, you know, well connected.
Mm-hmm.
For
mm-hmm.
your guests.
Sure. Yeah, it's a beautiful home. As you walk down the hallway from the foyer, you've got a, if my memory recalls, you've got a dining room on the right hand side, and then a huge luxurious kitchen with a gigantic slab countertop right there in the middle island.
Yeah, we did a really large island, and the dining room is separated from the gallery or hall, if you will, by, you know, some nice built-ins, which creates good space definition for the dining room, but without having it compartmentalized.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely not a cookie-cutter home on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on today. It was specifically designed by you. And do you think this house this house really couldn't have been built without an architect involved, right?
I seriously doubt it. I mean, I don't think it could have been executed in a real quality way that it was. And another byproduct of the client allowing me to stay involved after the documents were finished and through the construction process was critical in, you know, seeing the vision get realized.
Mm-hmm. Right. Where what kinds of challenges do you have to overcome with this project?
I think whenever you have an elevated house, there are two first challenges are, you know, the streetscape and having the landscaping and minimizing the foundations and making those look good. And the second big thing for me on elevated houses is having outdoor spaces that communicate with the indoor spaces so you don't feel like you're trapped.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, Chris, take a moment and talk about what your role is when helping a homeowner design a home.
Yeah, I go back to what you were saying earlier, that this home is not a cookie cutter, and that's something that I really don't do. Is I'm not a plan warehouse, and I don't do a lot of cookie cutters. I do true custom home designs, and there are just an infinite number of factors that come into play on any given lot, particularly in the low country,
mm-hmm.
that can drive a design in a lot of different ways, from flood elevations to grand protected oak trees to, you know, sight lines and sun angles and golf courses. There's just so many factors, And on top of that, design guidelines and architectural review boards that demand good work. And all of those things, you have to have someone who's experienced in creating those things and pulling those things all together.
Right. Chris, did the homeowners kind of give you direction, or did you kind of surprise them with this sort of design? I mean, could they have done this on their own?
No. Remarkably, I don't know. I just kind of, it just comes to me. Mm-hmm. I just saw it working this way. I really did. And I think it was a complete surprise to them. And I think they had been searching for a while and had gone through looking at some different plans and just couldn't find anything that hit the button for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they liked the initial concept right from the start.
Mm. That's great. Well, we used an architect to design our house when we had it built, and I can't say enough. Encourage everyone, if you're thinking about having a custom home built, definitely work with an architect, and you won't be sorry, because you're going to get a much more livable, much more valuable home when all is said and done. And Chris, how can folks get more information if they wanted to talk to you? And they'll be able to talk to you today when we wrap up our interview today. You're on site today at the house, and they're going to be free to ask you all sorts of questions, right?
Yeah, and they can go to cfcaia.com, and all of my contact information is on there, and some information about me, and a link to my Facebook page, which has a lot of current information about the types of project I'm doing now and have done in recently.
Good deal. Well, we have been talking with architect Chris Caponegro, responsible for designing 401 Creek Landing Drive, one of the six homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on today until 5 o'clock. If you're still looking for tickets, you can come by the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island at Volvo Car Stadium. We still have a few tickets left. It's almost sold out, and tickets are $25 for the home tour today. And of course, the Charleston Home and Design Show here at the stadium is free admission and free parking. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
If you're joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to welcome you to a very special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. We're here at Volvo Car Stadium for the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. Going on right now, show hours today go until 8 o'clock here at Volvo Car Stadium. And we've got almost 100 A-list local contractors who've set up their showrooms here beneath the stadium seating on Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. So come on down, free admission, free parking. And we also have the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on today until 5 o'clock. And we've got six private residences here on Daniel Island that have that are opening up their doors to the public for one day only, today until 5 o'clock. A separate ticket is required for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and we still have a few. We're almost sold out. You can come to Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. Tickets today are $25 per person, so it is a really good bargain to walk through six private residences. And now we're talking with one of the custom builders that has one of the houses on the tour, Cy Goforth with Low Country Premier Custom Homes. How you doing, Cy?
Doing good.
Good. Cy, talk about what people will experience when they walk into 529 Waiting Place, one of the homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour today.
Well, they're going to see an amazing house with a Low Country coastal cottage chic design. It's on a peninsula shaped lot that has sweeping views of the golf course from almost every angle.
Mm-hmm.
The house takes advantage of all those views, and each bedroom takes advantage as well. We've got beautiful porches wrapped in brick. We've also got Brazilian oak or garapa decking on the rear of this house. So it's really a sight to see, special home. A lot mm-hmm. of trim on the inside, just a beautiful home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I haven't been inside 529 Waiting Place, but this is a custom built home with lots of custom features that people will experience. And Cy, this is I can't remember exactly, but I think is this your fourth year that Low Country Premier Custom Homes has participated in the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour?
This will be the third year.
Third year, okay. Gotcha. And, you know, one of the great things about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on today is, besides getting lots of inspiration and seeing all these beautiful architectural details in each home, but they also get to ask you questions. They get to talk to you and really help shorten the process of maybe finding and hiring that custom builder to build their own custom dream home.
Right. Yeah, we mainly focus on Daniel Island. The majority of our homes we build are on Daniel Island. We build about 6 custom homes a year, and for the foreseeable future, we're going to be vested right here in Daniel Island.
Mm-hmm.
So love to talk to, potential clients or just some guys out there looking for some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there all day long and happy to talk to people about the process and how we look at our vision for custom home building and the future of Daniel Island.
Sure. How big is this house?
This house is 4,200 square feet.
4,200 square feet. Okay, decent size. And about how long did it take for you to construct it?
Well, our process consists of about a 6-month design period and then somewhere around a 10-month construction period. So this one came in just under about 18 months.
Okay. How if we get a lot of folks that are either getting ready to build a custom home or maybe remodel their house, if they talk to you today and they wanted to hire you, what about how long before that you'd be able to break ground and so forth?
Well, again, the design process is about a 6-month ordeal, and that's just going through the ARB and the architectural reviews, structural design, and then permitting with the city. So it's on average about 6 months.
Gotcha. It's not to be a crybaby, but it can be a little bit stressful. During the construction process, how do you make your clients feel at ease during the process?
Well, I mean, custom construction is a difficult process, but it can be a very rewarding and fun process as well. And that's the way we look at it every day. We go into it with honesty and truthfulness and earn the client's trust. And, we keep working until the job's done. So, I mean, it's a process. It's and we enjoy it.
Well, and it's a huge compliment to Low Country Premier Custom Homes that your clients have agreed to open up their house to the public today. That means that they had a great experience with Low Country Premier Custom Homes, and they're trying to give back to you by allowing you to get a little bit of exposure and maybe meet some future clients today as well.
These are two amazing clients, and it's just been a joy to work with. I look forward to having a relationship with them for many years to come, and just hope that we can find some more guys like them in the future.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Low Country Premier Custom Homes?
They can visit our website at www.lowcountrypremiercustomhomes.com and look at our recent projects and contact information as well as there. So
good deal. And come by Volvo Car Stadium, where the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island is going on right now, Charleston's only open-air home show. And we still have a few tickets left that you can purchase for $25 per person to walk through 6 private residences. And you can meet Cy Goforth personally and ask him any question you like about the construction process of 529 Waiting Place. Well, thanks so much, Cy, and hope and good luck today with the house tour.
Thank you very much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, going on right now until 8 o'clock tonight. We've got home show happy hour happening from 5 to 8 tonight at Volvo Car Stadium. And it's Charleston's only open-air home show, so we're enjoying a nice cool breeze off the Wando River, and all of the displays are located under the stadium seating, so everything is shaded and protected from the elements. And going on right now until 5 o'clock, we've also got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, where we've got six private residences that have opened up their doors to the public today only from 1 to 5 p.m. And while the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island is free admission, free parking, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour does require a ticket, and we still have a few tickets available that you can buy here at Volvo Car Stadium. $25 per person, and proceeds benefit the American Red Cross Lowcountry chapter. And now we're talking with custom builder Steve Kendrick with Structures Building Company. And Steve, you have one of the homes on one of the six homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour today.
We do. We're excited to be a part of it.
Well, thanks so much. Once again, this is this your third year or fourth
year? Third year.
Third year of participating in the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And today, folks are going to be able to walk through 1718 Pierce Street here on Daniel Island. And tell our listeners what they will experience when they walk through the door at 1718 Pierce Street.
Sure. This is a great house. We actually just finished it a couple of months ago. It's an elevated home, fully elevated, right overlooking Smythe Lake, which is a beautiful spot. These are clients we had worked with for off and on for a couple of years before they found the right lot to build on. So beautiful masonry stairs as you come up to the house with cable railing, which is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Come in the front entry, and they have one of the most striking features you'll see from the outside, and then the inside is a beautiful stair tower. It's all wrapped in wood. It wraps itself, the stairs wrap themselves around an elevator, which takes you from the bottom floor all the way to the third floor. It opens up to the back, where a big open space, of course, that kitchen, great room, dining area, big deep porch all overlooking the lake, which is really a spectacular space. We have a lot of reclaimed wood, beams, mantels, reclaimed shelving, and just a very pretty space, custom-built cabinets locally by William Pritchard. It's really just a beautiful first floor. Over the left, they have their master suite on the first floor as well, and then you have stairs that will take you up to where the kids are, where we have built-in bunk beds that we designed and built. Again, beautiful views of the lake from the top floor. They have a playroom for the kids, a media room, guest room, so it's really just a beautiful layout.
That's
really
great.
Nice house.
It sounds incredible, and folks can walk through this house, but a ticket is required. If you haven't bought your ticket, and come to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island at Volvo Car Stadium, and tickets, we still have a few tickets remaining for $25 per person to walk through this and also five other custom-built homes on Daniel Island. And, you know, Steve, a lot of folks that have walked through the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour in the past have ended up hiring the builders that have participated. This is really a great way to – it's a very time-efficient way of kind of shopping for builders. And they'll be able to talk to you and your staff and really kind of get a sense of whether your personality matches with theirs as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great point. We have come out of these shows before with clients that we've built for. And, yes, I will be there, and a couple of other employees will be there, and that chemistry is so important. So mm-hmm. just as important as the quality level of the build and the building process is definitely the chemistry. So it's a good chance to see it all.
What does Structures Building Company, what is your philosophy or your approach to custom building?
Yeah, we're very customer-centric, I guess, is a word that we often use. We think there's a lot of builders here on the island that build a good quality home. We do that, but our focus has always been setting up systems, processes, and having the staff to really take a hands-on, one-on-one approach, everything from helping to coordinate the design to the selections. We have on-staff designers because we do this time and time again, and most often our clients need that second opinion or sometimes hand-holding and to keep the schedule on task. So very customer-focused and high-touch service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if homeowners could do it, they'd just snap their fingers and have their beautiful custom-built home finished for right in front of their eyes. But there is a process involved, and you know, part of that process is finding the right custom builder. And so this is really a great way to meet six quality custom builders here on Daniel Island and talk with them and get to see their work up close, and you'll be able to talk with the builders, and if someone was interested in hiring Structures Building Company, what kind of process would they need to go through? What would be the time frame that they'd be able to get their home underway?
Sure, we would set up an initial consultation. Meet with us probably at our office, just get to know each other, learn a little bit more about what it is they're looking to build. Every house is different and has a different process that may be required depending on the size and the lot location and the architect and the homeowner's objectives.
Mm-hmm.
So we would meet and talk about that design timeline It, you know, oftentimes on Daniel Island, what we'll see is about 6 months to get through the design and approval process. One of the things that makes Daniel Island such a pretty place is the architectural review process, and it does take some time. There's usually three submittals that are required and some back and forth design changes to get to the right plan and make sure we're meeting the client's objectives. So about 6 months all in all.
Does Structures Building Company build anywhere else besides Daniel Island?
Sure. Yeah, our office is here on Daniel Island, and about half our projects are here on Daniel Island. Our other projects are on the islands, Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, James Island, and quite busy in Mount Pleasant as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, how can folks get more information about Structures Building Company?
Yeah, I would say just call the office and talk to me. The phone number is 843-856-6901. You can always learn more about us on our website, which is www.structures.net.
Okay, and come out and meet Steve in person today until 5 o'clock. The Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour will be going on. And come to Volvo Car Stadium for Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. We still have a few tickets remaining for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. They're only $25 per person, and the proceeds benefit the American Red Cross Low Country Chapter. Well, thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open-air home show going on right now at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. Free admission, free parking all day until 8 o'clock tonight. We've got the home show happy hour from 5 to 8 tonight. $5 will get you a wristband and to drink beer and wine, and all of the vendors have catered food at their different booths, and we've got almost 100 local A-list contractors who've set up their showrooms right here at Volvo Car Stadium. There's a nice cool breeze off the Wando River, and everything is shaded underneath the stadium seating here at Volvo Car Stadium. We've also got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on right now. It just got underway at 1 o'clock, so there's plenty of time if you want to come down and walk through six private residences on Daniel Island. And while the home show is free admission, free parking, you do have to buy a ticket if you want to walk through these six private homes on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with custom builder Nathan Delpino with Delpino Custom Homes. How you doing, Nathan?
Doing great today, Tim.
Good. Well, thanks for taking a moment out of your day while the home tour is going on to talk to us. And tell our listeners what they will experience when they walk into 355 LaSane Street here on Daniel Island.
Well, you know, my hope is that they're going to experience kind of a lot of what's going on in the Charleston market. We've got a lot of high-end construction happening. We've got a lot of, you know, bigger open floor plans and a lot of really kind of modern low country style that's coming together, especially right here on Daniel Island, which I definitely want to thank Tim and you know, Charleston Home and Design Magazine for putting this on. As he said, it's the only open air home show that you'll get a chance to actually see the interior of, you know, this home that we built on the golf course, along with the other ones that are in the open air tour. And I think it's a great opportunity for the builders to kind of showcase a lot of their work. And in addition, for, you know, folks that are out there wanting to see the interior of these homes that they get to see so often in Charleston Home and Design, but very rarely can you fully capture what the inside of a home and the spaces feel like until you walk through it. So we
right.
get to see it on paper so often. But so if you are thinking about coming, I think it's a great opportunity for everybody to come and experience some of the higher end construction that's happening in the Charleston area. And, you know, when you walk through this home, you know, what we really focused on was what the homeowner was designed aspirations were when, and, you know, primarily this home backs up to the golf course out on the 13th hole of the Ralston course. And what that entails is you've got, you know, mid fairway, long fairway views, and especially with the way that they were able to orient this home on the home site being a corner lot. So it was a larger triangular shaped lot that got bigger at the rear property line. So the goal was, and it's hard to see this from the street, but the goal was to be able to have, you know, a main house with two 45 degree angles coming off on the left hand side, and then on the right hand side on the master wing. And that right hand portion of the house allows the homeowners to have a long fairway view to down the fairway over the green to the marsh, which is behind it on 13th, which is one of the reasons they were drawn to Daniel Island originally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So focusing on kind of the open spaces, we have one of the biggest notable things about the interior of this house is we've got, you know, high vault ceilings, which really helps kind of open up the space and also gives you an ability to kind of change what the feel is interior in whatever space you're building in. So we've got that in the living room. So as you walking through foyer, coming through their main living area, and then it opens directly up onto the wraparound porches on the golf course, and you have knocking on the front door, you've got a full view out through the house, through the golf course, which really seems to be what a lot of folks are looking for, to be able to have the view and kind of have that view that drew them to Daniel Island, you know, present at kind of the first impression of
mm-hmm.
the home. So that's really what they looked for here. So capitalizing on the views and, you know, making sure that we had a nice open floor plan.
Mm-hmm.
The homeowners was, those are some of the primary things with the design aspect that we focused on that I think that folks will kind of get from the first step in the home.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good deal. How long did it take Delpino Custom Homes to build this house at 355 LaSane Street?
So it was, we were just at 11 months on mm-hmm. our construction time, which, you know, our mindset is to kind of focus on a bigger project, and this would definitely qualify. It's 5,000 total square feet, 3,800 under the 3,800 finished, heated and cooled, and then there's about 1,200 square feet of porches. Some are covered, and some are on the wraparound porch along the backside. So we focus on making sure that we could keep the build time frame to what the homeowners were expecting at the beginning of the project, and making sure that we can kind of focus on one or two projects of this size at a time helps us to really maintain kind of all the scheduling and things that need to occur to make sure that you can deliver a good quality project at the end of the project, and also make sure that you can make whatever changes or additions or decisions that need to be made, because a house of this size, believe it or not, there's a lot of decisions that need to get made, and sometimes you're making them planned, and sometimes, you know, homeowners want to come in and they see the space. And I think this is the best part about building custom homes is they'll have a vision, and a lot of times once they see the space, sometimes the vision grows, sometimes it changes, and it gives us the ability to really work with homeowners that, that want to build a nice home, and hopefully gives us the flexibility to be able to deliver on those things whenever they do occur. So that's our goal with keeping our time frames and keeping our focus on, you know, fewer quality projects at a mm-hmm. time.
Gotcha. Well, and you and your staff are on hand today at 355 LaSalle Street, and folks can walking through your house, they can stop and ask you questions about the construction process and the design details and so forth.
Absolutely. We're glad to do it. We're here, and we're looking forward to enjoying the day, meeting, you know, our fellow neighbors and folks that are coming from other areas to kind of walk them through, answer whatever questions they may have about construction process, finishes, how to start the planning process, and kind of what steps they need to pursue if they are looking to build a custom mm-hmm. home, or if they're just curious about getting new countertops in their house. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, with all the new construction that's going on, there's a tremendous amount of, you know, new products available, you know, new finish lines, and I think a lot of things that the folks are starting to incorporate into the construction process, and we're starting to get the attention of a lot of building lines, and to help, I think, help builders primarily and homeowners enjoy, you know, better quality products in the market, better installation practices, and hopefully better, you know, enjoyability and sustainability once the houses are completed or once those items are installed. So I think it's really nice because we are able to work with a lot of higher end things and kind of refine the processes so it is better for the homeowners.
Well, come out and get lots of ideas and inspiration today on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And there are 6 private residences that have opened up their doors to the public today only until 5:00. Tickets are only $25, and you can purchase them at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open-air home show, going on right now at Volvo Car Stadium. And the home show, free admission, free parking. But if you do want to buy a ticket to the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour to walk through these 6 homes, they're only $25 today, and they could be purchased here at Volvo Car Stadium. So come on out and walk through 6 private residences and meet. And you can meet Nathan Delpino with Delpino Custom Homes, who has one of the homes on the tour. Nathan, how can folks get more information about Delpino Custom Homes?
Well, so if you're looking for more information, obviously the website is the best way. It's www.delpino.build. We've got all of our updates for our current projects and previous projects, portfolio pictures to either kind of give you an idea of what we can do or help give you some inspiration about your next project. In addition, the Facebook page is always something, and I'm realizing now more than ever that's an easy way to stay in contact and really have up-to-date information about what you're doing, whether it's here on the island, whether it's in Mount Pleasant or around town with other new construction projects. So Delpino Custom Homes, you can obviously find us out there as well.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, thanks so much, Nathan. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open-air home show, and we're here at Volvo Car Stadium, where all of the displays are located underneath the stadium seating. It's an open-air home show. We've got a nice cool breeze off the Wando River. Everything is shaded, and it's just perfect conditions for a home show. We've got almost 100 local A-list vendors that contractors that have set up their showrooms here. And show hours today go until 8:00, and we've got the We've got the Home Show Happy Hour happening from 5 to 8 tonight. $5 will buy you a wristband, and you'll be able to drink beer and wine, and all of the vendors have got catered food at their booths. So it's a great deal. Free admission, free parking here at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And we've also got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on today until 5 o'clock, and 6 private residences here on Daniel Island are opening their doors to the public. And now we're talking with Melissa Wetzel with QEI Security and Technology, one of the sponsors of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Melissa, first of all, I want to thank QEI Security and Technology for once again sponsoring the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour.
Absolutely. It's an incredible opportunity, not just for the companies and the builders, but also for potential buyers.
Mm-hmm. That's right. QEI Security and Technology, you folks have been involved with the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour for years now. Why does QEI sponsor the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour?
It's a great opportunity for buyers to really be able to get inside a home and see exactly what the features look like. It's so hard in a showroom to know what a countertop is going to look like with the cabinets, and you know that goes for everything, especially home technology. It's very difficult for me to explain the cool things that home technology can do, whereas one of the homes on the tour, 529 Waiting Place, all of our technology is installed. So you'll be able to see where you can go into the home theater and push just one button and have the lights dim and the TV come on and the surround sound kick in full blast and the shades come down. So the ability to see that happen with just a touch of one button is pretty incredible for potential buyers. Gives them a really good idea of what they might be able to do that would fit their lifestyle.
Well, that's fantastic, because everybody today, if you're going to build a custom home, you want to be able to listen to music throughout the house and also outside the house too, right?
Absolutely. And 529 Waiting Place, again, is a great example of that. We've installed rock speakers around the backyard. So, you know, you don't have to be totally obvious about the addition of music in the outside space. There are also speakers on the grill porch. So, you know, that house is a great example of an incredible use of audio video outside the home.
Mm-hmm. What are you finding as an audio video technology company? What are you finding homeowners that are building or remodeling asking QEI for?
I think you're right. I think everyone is adding some sort of audio, and there's a ton of options now. You know, at one point it was you can have surround sound or nothing. And so now certainly we do a lot of surround sound, but we do a lot of one or two room audio. Our recommendation is always that you pre-wire for as many rooms as you think that you'll have. So, you know, the last thing you want to do is not pre-wire in your kids' room and then they turn 12 and they want speakers, because it will be really expensive to go back and do it then. So you can also add a lot of great wireless options like Sonos. They're incredible. The sound is great. It makes a lot of sense. Another option that has really changed in recent years is the ability for homeowners to automate things. It used to be that you had to spend $10,000 on a full-blown control system, but now your basic security system can do that. All of the systems that we sell, you can control with an app on your phone, and you can add lighting control, locks, programmable garage door openers, smart thermostats, everything that can be controlled from one place for less than $1,000. So it's a great way for everyone to get some home automation into their homes.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about QEI Security and Technology?
They can reach us at 1-844-QEI-SAFE. That's 1-844-734-7233. Or our website is QEISecurity.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking to Melissa Wetzel with QEI Security and Technology, and special thanks to QEI Security and Technology for being a sponsor of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on today until 5 o'clock. And the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island at Volvo Car Stadium, free admission, free parking. If you do want to walk through these 6 private residences today on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, a separate ticket is required. They're only $25, and you can purchase them
We have a few left here at Volvo Car Stadium. Just come to the front gate, and we will take care of you. And we hope everyone will come down today until 8 o'clock and Sunday 11 a.m. until 5 o'clock for the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour goes on until 5 o'clock today. Thanks so much, Melissa.
Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.